Now, things weren't really as bad as they seem. You see the sheep like having a shepherd who was lost in a dream. That way, they could do whatever they wanted, you see. There's no business like sheep business. We're sure you'll agree. The sheep knew that this bleeding around the bush couldn't last, and things went from bad to worse pretty fast. Reuben and Rachel, shepherd and shepherdess of note, weren't about to let Aaron get their goat.
We were model employees of Shem Sheep Shop,
and decided this nonsense surely must stop. So Shem, Reuben, and Rachel set off to find what the problem really was about.
This is terrible. You mean to say that several of the sheep are over the hill?
Yes, apparently Aaron has been sleeping on the job.
And this isn't the first time. We've caught him several times, and now more sheep are missing than ever.
If that isn't bad enough, he's been oversleeping every morning too.
There he is, at it again. Aaron!
Aaron, wake up!
Oh my goodness!
We've caught you again sleeping on the job.
I wasn't sleeping, I was, meditating.
Meditating? Aaron, have you been taking sleeping pills?
Not meditating.
Don't try to pull the wool over our eyes, Aaron. You are fast asleep.
I know, I'm sorry. I just don't know what to do anymore. Every night when I start counting my sheep, I get drowsy and then fall asleep.
Well, you'll have to try harder. I.B. Ewing, the owner of our company, We Are Sheep, will be coming any day to make his surprise annual visit.
When he finds out about all the missing sheep, all of our heads will be on the chopping block.
This is your last chance, Aaron. Shape up or sheep out. Ship out.